This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
So, we're going to be talking about Lily Allen here, who, to be perfectly honest, is somebody like Lana Del Rey to me. Like, they are very famous, but I don't know why.
Yes.
And the internet is coming for Lily Allen, and they have torches and pitchforks, and it's because of something that she did a while ago. She returned an adopted dog, and people are furious about it. Now, this happened during COVID, and Lily Allen says that she returned this dog because the dog ate her passports.
Okay.
Her passport, and I guess her kid's passport. And now, I know, at first, you're just like, who cares? Like, that doesn't seem like enough of a reason. Here's the actual quote, though, because there's more to it than just the dog ate the passports. She ate all three of our passports, and they had our visas in it. I cannot tell you how much money it cost me to get everything replaced because it was during COVID. And so it was just an absolute logistical nightmare because the father of my children lives in England. I could not get my children back to see their dad for like 4 months, 5 months, because this effing dog had eaten the passports. And then I guess the dad threatened litigation.
Oh,
and then that was
God.
Also part of it. So out of frustration, she took the dog. The dog's name was Mary, back to the pound.
The dog didn't open a file cabinet and sort through all of your important documents and then pick out the passport and visas and chew them up. You left them in a place where Mary, who probably is known for chewing things up, I'm sure this wasn't her first, you know, thing that she got in her mouth. You left these vital documents out for her to get there.
That's a great point. And that is the number one criticism being lodged against her, specifically people saying this is your own stupidity kind of a thing.
Listen,
it is kind of funny to picture a dog, though, going through a filing cabinet being like, social security cards, not chewy
not
enough.
In the mood.
What do we have here? Birth certificates. I just had birth certificates. Passports. I kind of on her side, though.
You're on her side?
Yeah, and here's why. I don't know why we have this, and I understand, like, well, you're supposed to, before you adopt a dog, spend a lot of time with it at the vet or at the pound and stuff. But, like, you're still only spending an hour here, maybe two on two different visits with this animal that God knows what happened to it before. I'm not talking specifically about Lily Allen's dog. I'm talking about dogs in general. There's such a stigma about returning the dog to the pound if it doesn't work out. And if it doesn't work out, I don't think that should be anybody's fault. PETA, who's one of the big people coming for Lily Allen on the internet. We all know how PETA can activate big parts of the internet to have their soldiers go after people and shame them. They're saying a dog should never be returned to the pound. That you've made the commitment, you have this dog, you know, dogs are innocent, blah, 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 blah. We all know what PETA says.
I mean,
I can't agree with that.
If there's like biting or something, I can understand. Usually, though, wouldn't you just try to rehome the dog? Not take it to a place where sometimes there's just too many dogs, so they have to put them down?
I guess. But I guess that's... Kevin, you rehome dogs, right?
No, not often like that.
They were just taken from you.
Yes, by force, but I still love my two dogs.
Wherever
but
they
just
are.
Not allowed to have them.
Not allowed to have them, but I still visit them.
Do they recognize you?
Yeah, they even wag their tails. Even okay, why did this turn on me?
Do you have to show them your passport?
Ew.
Lily Allen defended herself. She's like, the dog was just, it was too much to handle even before this. Like, she said that she really tried. She would take him on 3 long walks a day, 2 with us, 1 by a dog walker. The dog went out with other dogs for, you know, socialization. And the dog could never be left alone because it was constantly getting into things and stuff like that. Like, how do you have a situation like this and not just return it to the pound?
It's rare that people do everything they possibly can before returning the dog. And it sounds like she's really stuck on this passport thing.
Of all the things to eat. The passport.
It's delicious.
Maybe we were wrong.
International the dog, cuisine.
The dog did, like, you know, she promised me a treat. That little kid of hers threw something, and I went to look for it for 5 minutes, never found it. And then finally, I realized he never threw anything. When you eat that little bitch's passport.
Yeah, not going to see your dad now, are you?
Right. If you have thoughts on this, you can always text us, 909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.